Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded. Fine.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, and we are Kip Branch-less this morning. Kip is on assignment, and sitting in is the voice of the Glenn Academy Red Terrors, or one of the voices of the Glenn Academy Red Terrors, Garrison Rife. And Garrison, thanks for taking the time and helping me out, brother.
It's no problem. I'm excited. Let's get to this.
All right. All right. So it's Super Bowl week, and I'm just going to go ahead and go on record. You know, like, my New Year's resolution here with our listeners was I was going to be more transparent and honest with the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
This is my attempt to do that, one of my attempts to do that. So anyone listening knows that when it comes to picking games, I very rarely miss these things. And I just want to go ahead and tell you, when it comes to the Chiefs and the Eagles, whoever wins that game, I think they have the inside track to win the Super Bowl.
I think I'd have to agree with that. It's going to be an interesting matchup for sure, though.
Eagles start out as a 1.5 favorite, and I'm going to be really honest. I didn't see that coming. I thought for sure that the Eagles would be the dogs in this, and I thought that Kansas City would probably be at least a 2-point favorite at the very least. But the thing is, on the other side, where Philadelphia is almost a 2-point favorite over Kansas City. But you know what? The thing is Vegas for a reason. If Vegas didn't know what they were talking about, they'd have been broke a long time ago. They've been taking money from guys like, well, not me, but other folks that bet on games for a long time.
You know, I think there's a reason for that. It, obviously, the injuries. Mahomes, what's he going to look like in 2 weeks? He looked okay in the championship game, but that ankle injury clearly threw off his accuracy. He had some receivers out of the game that he needs to come back to beat the Eagles. And the Eagles also have just a brilliant offensive line. I mean, probably the best in the NFL. They move so well. That center, Travis Kelce, insane. And his brother's not bad either. But.
No, yeah, Kelce brothers are both pretty talented. It's not like, though, that the... It's not like the Chiefs' offensive line is bad.
Oh, no, no.
They retooled that thing a couple years ago, and really this last year they fixed a lot of issues in the offseason. And Patrick Mahomes does have 2 weeks to nurse a high ankle sprain,
yes.
Which that's still not a lot. That's not enough time for that thing to heal completely, but it's time enough to heal enough combined with a cortisone shot to get out there and play well.
Yes.
I mean... You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs won this thing, but don't be shocked if the Eagles win.
Yeah. I'm going to be fully transparent with my rooting interests. I'm a Cowboys fan. I do not like the Eagles. I'm cheering for the Chiefs personally. But
I just lost a ton of respect for you. Just lost a ton of respect.
You can blame my dad, so.
Okay, I will. I'm blaming you, Scott Rifen. I'm blaming you. Shame, failure on that end. No, I'm joking. So, Jalen Hurts, outside of, you know, even maybe him and Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes, 1A, 1B probably all year long, right? Like, mm-hmm. Those are the two front runners for the MVP. Am I wrong?
Yes, you're 100% right. Yeah. I think Hurts is ahead of Mahomes just based on how well he's done. I don't think anyone saw this coming this year. And that usually puts people over sometimes performers that perform about the same, but they've been doing that for years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see the MVP race in the NBA. That happens a lot.
Yeah. What's funny is Jalen Hurts is the reason that Doug Peterson is in Jacksonville.
Mm.
Because that – remember, Doug Peterson was the head coach in Philadelphia, and he didn't believe that Jalen Hurts was the quarterback there of the future, and he wanted to move on from Jalen Hurts, and management said no. And then there was a power struggle. Peterson lost the power struggle, and he moved on. Hurts remained. They brought in a new regime, and Hurts is going to win an MVP.
Yeah.
So, you know, Doug Peterson, you might have missed on that one.
I think you even look in college. I don't think Alabama developed Hurts as well as Tua did. As well as Tua was at Alabama. I don't think Kiffin really did a great job of that. And he went to Oklahoma. He actually got some real development as a quarterback. Then he gets to the NFL, and he gets people that don't believe in him again and don't really care about developing him. I think this staff came in, and they said, this guy's our quarterback. He can win us a championship, and now they're in that space. You have to believe in these things as a coaching staff, or you're never going to get anywhere. And they really believed in it, put the time in, and Hurts has delivered. I would have never seen him in this position personally.
Two teams that throw the ball all over the field.
Yeah.
Two teams that have running backs that can catch the ball out of the backfield, but they don't really run them a lot.
Yeah.
Two teams that defensively are, to be honest with you, the Eagles' defense is much better than the Chiefs' defense.
I think so.
If we're being honest here. You know, former Brunswick High quarterback, of course, down to this part of the area, you know, from Georgia, is in this. And, you know, Jerick McKinnon, who went to Georgia Southern, played quarterback at Georgia Southern. He's playing running back for the Chiefs. So you've got some Georgia, South Georgia flavor in the Super Bowl. Mm. Chiefs, the Eagles defense, I'm sitting here. I'm processing my way through this game because I really haven't really have thought about it all that much. Eagles defense is probably the difference, right? Because Darius Slay is a shutdown corner, and the Chiefs don't really have that big time receiver. They've got a lot of good receivers. So, you know, you could pretty much take one receiver, put Darius Slay on that receiver, and he's now a non factor.
I think Kadarius Toney could be the difference maker, but he's gotta be healthy. That's the one receiver I really think could be a huge difference maker for the Chiefs. He's also not a jump ball guy or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He's just an elite speed kind of guy. He's kind of Tyreek Hill in a way, not as polished, but I think he could be the difference maker against a guy like Slay, who is been a brilliant corner this year.
Do you think Slay can cover him?
I think so, yeah. The thing is, people are going to get beat on some down at some point in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And Mahomes has just got to hit on those points.
Okay. Give me a score.
34-31 Chiefs.
So you're going Chiefs 34-31.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Southeast Bullet Yellow Jackets recently released their 2023 schedule, and this is what it looks like. The season officially kicks off on August the 18th against Liberty County at Liberty. Southeast Bullock will take to the road against Tattnall County, the Islands, Wayne County, and the season finale against Burke. The Yellow Jackets will have home games against Effingham, Hepzibah, New Hampstead, and Benedictine. The Jackets will play Statesboro at Paulson Stadium at Georgia Southern in the Irk Russell Classic. Southern Sports Edition minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, Garrison Rifen sitting in for Kip, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Josh Allen, too injured to play in the Pro Bowl, but let's go swing 18 at Pebble Beach. The Celtics don't need Larry Bird to walk through that door. They have Jason Tatum. Can you remember when a college basketball team got all 62 first-place votes in the AP? Purdue can, because they just did it. Knock, knock. Who's there? Stetson Bennett. Somebody forgot to tell Alabama to stop being so good. It's not football season. The weather is changing. You know what that means. Here comes baseball. If Kansas City beats Philadelphia, I like their chances of winning the Super Bowl. Don't get overly attached to Max Fried, Braves fans. He won't be in Atlanta next spring. Apparently, Alabama fans have forgotten that Jalen Hurts graduated from Oklahoma. Derek Carr named to the Pro Bowl. Now he just needs a job. Good luck, Sean Payton. I heard Derek Carr is available. Sami Zayn, the chair shot heard around the world. And these are my thoughts.
Garrison, I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't know if you know this about me or not, but I'm a wrestling guy. And I know we talked a little bit about that before we went on the air. Mm-hmm. And so just to our listening audience, I ordered the Royal Rumble. I guess it was last weekend. And I was pleasantly surprised. And dadgummit, they got their hooks back in me. And all this week, I've watched every wrestling show that is on because I watched the Royal Rumble, and it was so good. And, so if you're a wrestling fan, you know what the chair shot heard around the world was, because it was amazing.
Well, you piqued my interest. I need to check it out.
Google it.
I will.
Google it. You don't even need Sami Zayn's name. He's the guy that delivered the chair shot. Mm-hmm. Just Google chair shot heard around the world. The video will come up. Watch the video, and then do the research for the background of why it was such a big deal. But it was amazing. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, well, with Garrison Rifen, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Man, that sounds so professional. We don't have that level of professionalism on this show. Like, that's brand new to this. Like, whoa.
It's about all I do.
Well, it sounded good. It sounded much better than anything we ever do. All right, so Southeast Bullock, they released, you heard it in the Southern Sports Edition Minute if you were listening, if you're just tuning in. Southeast Bullock, the Yellow Jackets up that way in Statesboro, have released their 2023 schedule. And so, you know, we're going to break this thing down. The Yellow Jackets, look, a couple years for like, I guess a three-year span, the Yellow Jackets were doing well, making the playoffs, contending for region championships. I think there was a year that they even made a little bit of a deep run, maybe second or third round a couple years ago, and it looked like that program was on the ascension. It was ascending upwards. Last year, regions realigned. The region was a little bit more difficult, and you saw them take a step backward a little bit. So now here, and they had a young football team, and now here they are looking to rebound from that year. I think they were 5-5, maybe 5-6, somewhere in that range. And so now here they are, 2023, scrimmage away at South Effingham in the Corral, August the 11th. That's how they start that season. That'll be a good scrimmage game for them. A higher classification South Effingham squad, but a South Effingham squad that's not just riddled with talent. There's not talent all over the roster. They're a good football team, higher classification. Good early test for the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets, Kierson.
Yeah, you know, when I look over this entire schedule, I see names that really stand out to me. You know, you can look over some of the typical Savannah schools and stuff like that. Islands, New Hampstead's not a joke of a program, but Islands is kind of a game that typically gets scheduled for a lot of homecoming games for some teams. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, you look, New Hampstead, Benedictine, Wayne County, Effingham County. Liberty County has had some past of being a good, pretty good team at times. South Effingham, not a bad scrimmage. This is a team that, look, if they want to be good, they're playing the right teams to sharpen the iron. I think this is going to be a tough schedule to get through, though.
Well, their region, you know, they're in a tough region. You know, they've got New Hampstead and Benedictine and Wayne County and yep. Burke County all in their region with them. You know, when you start thinking about the who's of South Georgia, Wayne County, Burke County, well, even though Burke County is really kind of up toward the Augusta area, but still, Wayne County and Burke County and Benedictine, when you start thinking about premier programs, all of those schools, you know, jump to the forefront of being in that classification, in that category. And so it's a tough region. So really, you know, if
and but state championship winning Benedictine team.
Right. Yeah, fair point. So, you know, if you're Southeast Bullock, are you playing for a four seed? I mean, maybe, you know, unless you pull off an upset somewhere that you shouldn't do. Mm-hmm. You know, so, yeah, you might be playing for a four seed, and that's still going to be tough because I think most folks think New Hampstead in that region might be the fourth best team.
I think what you want to see from this team is not necessarily if you can win the games, that's good. But even in the losses, what does the team look like? Are they still fighting? Are they still trying to get better against some of these teams that may be a little insurmountable right now? But in the next couple of years, that can build up to a winning culture for the program. You know, that's, I think, the biggest test for this team.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see. Like I said, you know, they were in a region that was a little more favorable the last few years, and they played well, and they got in the playoffs, and you know, I think, like I said, I think they won a playoff game, maybe two in one year, maybe made a run to the Elite Eight, but at least a second round game. And so, you know, they open on the road at Liberty County. To me, that's a coin flip game. Can Southeast Bullock win that game? Sure. Can Liberty County win that game? Yeah. Yeah, I think talent-wise, those two schools are pretty close. Maybe Liberty's got a little better mm-hmm. roster than what Southeast Bullock has, but it's a coin flip. So that's a winnable game to start the season for the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets. And then the week after that, on 8/26, August the 26th, the Irk Russell Classic, they'll play that game at Paulson Stadium at Georgia Southern against Statesboro, their, you know, in-county rival. And, you know, just calling a duck, you know, Statesboro, a little bit better of a roster, higher classification, and Statesboro won that game last year. So, I mean, you know, you could be looking at an 0-2 start if you're the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets here.
Yeah. They went 2-8 last year. It looks like they could go 2-8 again just based on the schedule.
Okay, so I was way off about the win total. I was thinking they won like 4 or 5 games. So they didn't. They won 2.
Yeah.
That's why you make the big bucks. And then they're off on the September 1st. They get a bye week, and then they come back. Well, they come home, officially home, against Effingham County. They're not winning that game.
Effingham's pretty good. Yeah,
Effingham's very good. You're not going to beat Effingham. Effingham's going to have a really good year.
I think they have a shot at their region title, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, we'll talk about this off the air. For sure, I'm with you on that. And then they go on the road at Tattnall County. Yeah, I like them to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll give you Tattnall. And then they come back home to Hepzibah. That's a homecoming game for them. W.
Yes, needs to be.
Yeah. And then they'll go on the road. I think this is their first region game, and they'll play the Islands in Savannah, W.
Yes.
Now it gets tough. You come home, you're playing New Hampstead, coin flip. Right? Coin flip. Could go either way. And then you're at home against Benedictine, you're not beating them. And then you go on fall break, bye week, and then you go on the road your last two games, two Jessup to play Wayne County and two Augusta to play Burke County. You're not winning either one of those games either.
It's a tough schedule.
What do you got them? What do you got them at?
I think I agree with you. I would go loss. Sorry, just doing this in my head real quick.
It's a tough schedule.
Loss, yeah. Win. So they're 3-3 to start the year, likely. Then you go into region play. I would put them at 3-7 currently. Maybe 4-6.
Best case, yeah. So I've got worst case 3-7.
Yep.
Best case 5-5.
Yes.
That's
yeah, you can get an upset game in high school. That happens.
I mean, it does. So best case for Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets, 5-5, 3-7. It's a tough schedule.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Here it comes, the big one, Valentine's Day. Guys, let's get it right. Get on down to Cunningham Jewelers, a vast inventory of gifts, whether it be a heart necklace this Valentine's Day or that diamond ring. Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff will help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And of course, go Dawgs!
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Of course, Kip Branch is on assignment this week, so he's not here. Filling in is Garrison Rifen. And this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's. That's you.
I'm sorry. If it's Parker's, you know it'll be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, and Pepsi. Also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the Beer Cave. Brr. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online at parkersga.com.
So professional, man. So, congratulations to you, by the way. Fresh college grad.
Yep.
Got that degree to hang on the wall.
Yep.
And so, if you're, in, you know, Garrison has a ton of radio experience, wants to work in radio. So, if you're an affiliate somewhere in our affiliates, listen to this, and you're looking for a radio guy, here he is. His name's Garrison Rifen.
Thank you. That was a great sales pitch.
I've been told such. I've been told such. All right. So, by the way, the Southeast Bullock schedule that we were talking about last segment, Colin Lacey, who is the voice of the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets, got me that schedule. Thank you. Mm. So just wanted to give him, you know, his props for helping me out with that, because I was fishing around trying to get the Southeast Bullock schedule, and he got it to me. He does a really good job up there. He does.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. And also, I think he does some stuff for Westwood One as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah, no, yeah, man, he is. He's big time. All right, so here's a segment of the show where, for those of our listeners that like to make a little bit of extra money, this is where Jason Bishop comes in handy, because we're going to pick some games, and I'm going to tell you who's going to win in the college ranks. That's how things roll around here, Garrison. All right, so number 6, Virginia at Virginia Tech. Rivalry game, but Virginia's very good. Virginia Tech is, I'll take Virginia.
Yeah, I think I got to go with Virginia as well.
Okay.
They're hot.
This game, and Garrison, you watched me do this. I hesitated on who to circle in this game. Number 8, Kansas at 13, Iowa State. Kansas had a tough week last week. They've been struggling a little bit. Maybe they've righted the ship some. Iowa State's a good basketball team as well. I'm going to take Kansas because I believe in Kansas.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Iowa State because my good friend Nathan went there and graduated recently. So.
Well, that's a good reason to pick them. Okay. Number 24, UConn at Georgetown. Give me UConn. Give me UConn here.
I'm going to go with Georgetown. I think this is a game that's easily winnable for them, and they've been struggling a little bit, but I like them in this game.
Okay. Texas Tech at number 11, Baylor. I like Baylor.
Yeah, Baylor's. Baylor's been pretty good this year, pretty consistent.
25, Auburn at number 2, Tennessee. You know, Tennessee and Alabama in the SEC, cream of the crop. I don't see any way that Auburn's got a chance to beat Tennessee, especially in Knoxville. Give me the Vols.
I'm going with Tennessee purely because this is going to be a bounce-back game from that terrible loss to the Gators.
Yes, huge upset. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Butler at number 14, Marquette. Give me Marquette.
I'm going Butler. Family ties there.
Another. Okay.
Making you money there.
If you say so. 15, TCU at Oklahoma State. I'm surprised the Horned Frogs are still ranked and still focused on basketball after the frog stop they took in the national championship game. But give me TCU.
Yeah, I agree.
23, Miami at number 20, Clemson. I'll take Miami on the road to knock off Clemson here.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I think Miami has the more explosive offense than Clemson. And Clemson almost lost to Florida State the other day, who I will say I'm a Florida State fan. Not a great basketball team. They're primed for a loss pretty soon.
Okay. Number 1, Purdue at number 21, Indiana. I mentioned earlier, Purdue got all 62 first-place votes in the AP. That's unheard of. They have pretty much separated themselves from the rest of the show as being the best team in college basketball. They do go on the road to Indiana. This game might be tight. I still like Purdue to win because they're better.
Yeah, it's kind of a rivalry game for them, but Purdue, yeah, absolutely. They're going to be the number one team heading into the tournament.
Yes. Number 10, Texas at number 7, Kansas State. I'll take Texas on the road here. I like Texas, and I like the Longhorns to win here.
Yep, I got Texas as well.
Number four, Alabama goes to Death Valley to play LSU. Doesn't matter. Alabama wins.
That's it's weird watching this Bama team this year, but yeah, they've been really solid.
They've been really good.
Yeah.
They've been really good. Pleasant surprise. Number 19, Florida Atlantic at Charlotte. I'll take Florida Atlantic because they're ranked.
I'm going to go with Charlotte because
they're unranked.
I want to see the upset.
Okay. All right. St. John's at 16, Xavier. I'll take Xavier.
I'm taking Xavier as well.
Yeah. Washington State at number 9, UCLA. Give me the Bruins here at home.
Yep, Bruins, solid team.
Oregon State at number 5, Arizona. I'll take the Wildcats at home.
Yeah, I also have the Wildcats marked down.
Getting great minds.
Too many the same picks, yeah.
Well, yeah. Gonzaga at number 18, St. Mary's. I'm going to take St. Mary's at home. I don't really respect the Zags.
I'm going with Gonzaga.
Yeah, well, there you go. There's one different.
Yeah.
In the ACC, Georgia Tech goes to NC State. I thought Georgia Tech was going to play better than they did last weekend. They didn't. They go to a really good NC State team. Georgia Tech, unfortunately, they got to do something.
Yep.
Whether athletically, whether it's football or basketball, be good at one of them. Please.
They used to be. One point.
They were good at both at one point.
Yep.
The city of
Atlanta,
Georgia Tech, the city of Atlanta needs you to step up.
Yeah.
Do something. Be better at something other than chess.
Maybe create another degree for some of these athletes.
Yeah, maybe. Wake at Notre Dame. I'll take Notre Dame.
Yeah, I'm going with Wake.
Your Florida State Seminoles at Louisville. I'll take the Noles.
Yeah, I'm going Noles as well. Florida State struggled. Louisville's been much worse on the year.
Syracuse at Boston College. Syracuse.
Yep, Boeheim all the way.
North Carolina at Duke. Neither one of these teams are ranked again.
No. Yeah.
I'll take the Dukies at home.
Yep, I'm going Blue Devils.
In the SEC, Ole Miss at Vandy. Give me Ole Miss.
Yep.
South Carolina hosts Arkansas. Give me the Gamecocks at home.
That's also what I wrote.
Mizzou at Mississippi State. Give me the Bulldogs.
Yep.
Georgia at Texas A&M. Two teams that are okay. They're not terrible, but I like the Dogs. I think the Dogs are a little better. I like Georgia to go to College Station and win this game.
I got the Aggies. So.
Okay. And Florida at Kentucky. Florida coming off that big upset. Got some momentum. They'll take down Kentucky at home, too.
I agree. Cal has had a rough year so far.
Kennesaw State in the Atlantic Sun goes to Eastern Kentucky. My Kennesaw State Owls. What can you say? Eastern Kentucky wins.
I could say I don't know much about Atlantic Sun basketball. So I'm going to have to go with your gut on that one.
Jacksonville University at UNF. UNF wins the basketball game. And there you have it. So if you're looking to make some money, we just gave you the ability to do so.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality.
only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Here it comes, the big one. Valentine's Day. Guys, let's get it right. Get on down to Cunningham Jewelers. A vast inventory of gifts, whether it be a heart necklace this Valentine's Day or that diamond ring. Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff will help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And, of course, we are Kip Branchless today. Kip is on assignment, out of the country on assignment. Sitting in for him is Garrison Rifen, one of the voices of the Glen Academy Red Terrors. And, of course, Garrison, you know, you call those Glen Academy games with your dad, Scott Rifen.
Yep.
And, you know, we would be ill-advised to have a Glen Academy expert on the show and then not talk Glen Academy football in some shape or form. So, you know, I asked you, and, you know, I think it was during one of the breaks, I asked you what the Terrors looked like. And, you know, you said, well, yeah, I got a little bit more research to do, but this is what I know. So with all of your Glen Academy knowledge, which I would imagine is pretty profound, let's do that. Let's talk about Rocky Hidalgo's Glen Academy Terrors. And they lose Tyler Devlin at quarterback.
Yes.
They have the Peacock kid coming back, the wide receiver and David Prince coming back.
Yep.
And
those are your two best athletes on the team, and both can play both ways if they need to. Prince played a little bit of linebacker in the last couple of years. Peacock's played DB and wide receiver and punt returner and kick returner. You know, the one thing they don't want to do is wear him down. So towards the end of the season, they changed up their offensive identity a little bit and started going I formation and running the ball with Peacock with a fullback in front of him, that kind of thing. And when they did that, they actually started taking him off of kick returns and punt returns. So I think the offensive identity this year will be the same as it was at the end of last season in terms of we get him the ball and then play action to Prince or another receiver who's wide open, that kind
of
thing.
More of a power football running game and play action?
Yeah, I think that's currently where they are, yes.
Okay. So jog our memories of what the Red Terrors season looked like last year and where they were and then where you think they'll be.
So Glen Academy went 6-4 in the regular season. Some ups and downs in that 6-4. Really bad loss to Camden early on, where it just didn't seem like they could stop Camden at all, 37-7. They had a last second touchdown with a senior running back who's left now because he's out of eligibility, obviously.
And the Red, didn't they start 2-0? Didn't Glenn start 2-0?
Yes, they beat Statesboro. They beat McIntosh pretty handily on McIntosh, which is a decent McIntosh team. Week four, they took on Creekside from Florida, which is one of the worst games I've ever had to call in my life. It was like in a monsoon.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Creekside was like a passing team. And we both just Glenn switched to just running Wildcat the whole game, which was successful until the second half when the balls were so slippery, we just started fumbling like every other drive.
That was in the Georgia-Florida Border War Classic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which they'll do again this year.
Yeah. We start region play, lose big to Brunswick, 55-21. Great Brunswick team. lost in the first round of the playoffs. Effingham, you lose 31-14 on a we can't play the game on Friday, so because we got a hurricane coming, so let's play it on Tuesday game, which Glenn, or I think it was Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that, didn't have a lot of time to prepare. Glenn didn't look like they had a lot of time to prepare. Uh-huh. You play South Effingham, you win 13-9.
Yeah, I remember that game. Yeah.
That was rough game, but you prevail. Then you go to Grovetown, and this is when you start finding your offensive identity. You've changed some things around in the coaching staff at this point. You win 46-13. Then you go to Evans, you win 25-22. Evans at home, you win 25-22. Lakeside Evans, you go to Lakeside Evans, win 42-20. So the offense seems like it's gotten a bit better. Then you go to Northside. This is the one playoff game, first round at Northside. You lose 18-13, but you had a couple of chances at winning that game, including, I think, a drop pass in the end zone towards the end.
Northside was from Region 1, and that, yes, the way that region played out was really kooky because
– yes.
At the end of the day, probably the best team in that region was either Lee County or Thomas County Central.
Yeah, TCC won it officially. Yeah,
and Northside Warner Robins probably was the worst team of the group that made the playoffs, but yet they ended up with a higher seed. I think they ended up with a 2 seed.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you guys had to go over there to play. The Red Terriers did.
Yeah.
And Northside,
I think the part of that problem was Northside was playing Lee County, and Lee County like fumbled the ball at the last second at the end of their game, mm-hmm, and Northside picked it up and scooped and scored with it, and that shook up the region, I think, crazy at that point.
Yeah, the game plan was Northside Warner Robins had actually hung in there and made a little bit of a comeback in that football game, and Lee County was holding on there at the end and had the football.
Yeah.
And the game plan for Lee County, what they wanted to do, they didn't want to punt the ball
That's right, yeah.
So they had planned to have their quarterback take the snap and then throw the ball at the back of the end zone. There was only a little bit of time left on the clock.
Yep.
And they figured by the time the ball went out the back of the end zone, the clock would have expired, game over, and Lee County wins.
Yep.
Well, the quarterback takes a snap, gets ready to throw the ball at the back of the end zone, gets hit and fumbles.
Yep.
And then Northside scoops and scores with no time on the clock, knocking Lee County off, and then just threw that whole region out of whack.
Yep.
You know, you had with Brunswick playing Houston in the first round, which are two top 10 teams in the first round. And, you know, so that played out because of how things played out so weirdly in Region 1.
Yeah, you never want Region 1 in Round 1.
Never, never. I don't care how good you are. When you see Region 1 in the playoff bracket, the GHSA issues out, you're just like, ugh. Because you just never know.
Yep.
You just never know.
It's the 6A football life.
So, you know, you guys did have a really good win. I didn't hear you mention it, but you had a really good win to start the season against Statesboro. Didn't you win on like a trick play?
Yeah, they won on flipping the ball back to Cody Arnold, the kicker, on a fake extra point.
Who just committed to Mercer the other day.
Yeah, he did. That the whole special teams operation, basically, Cody Arnold goes to Mercer, and David Stanfill, the long snapper, is at Navy now.
Okay.
So, you know, you had a pretty solid group of guys in that room. That's going to be something interesting to replace that people don't think about replacing for a team.
Uh-huh.
How many times do you think about replacing a long snapper? This kid's one of the best in the country, according to Cole's kicking, you know, rankings.
So, from your Red Terriers, we talked a little bit about Effingham. We thought that Effingham, I think, you know, in that region, in that coastal Georgia / Augusta region, mm-hmm, you know, I look at, I think the region comes down to Brunswick and Effingham. I think those are the
two
best teams in that region. Where does Glen Academy fall?
I think Glen Academy is the third team right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things could shake up before the season. Things I don't like to shake up could happen before the season, but you know, you want to see what the health of the team is and what they look like in their scrimmages, and that's kind of where I assess where the teams are from there. And teams really, in high school, especially under Coach Rocky Hidalgo, teams progress as the season goes on and get better and better, typically. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. I don't think the loss – I'm hoping the loss to – if there's a loss to Brunswick, it's not as bad this year. I mean, good Lord. 55-21.
Yeah.
It's miserable.
Yeah. You know, I called the Camden Glen Academy game last year, and one of the things that I noticed is Glenn had a really hard time keeping Tyler Devlin from getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
Camden teed off on him all night. So, and I think Glenn just lost via transfer an offensive lineman. What does that look like for the Red Terriers?
Well, and they're already having to replace two seniors, I think, from that position. Mm-hmm. The thing is, every year you've got to replace those group of guys almost entirely at Glenn Academy. It feels like they've never had a standard group there. Mm-hmm. They're almost always good at run blocking, and they're almost always bad at pass protecting, at least at first. So I will say for now, I don't exactly know who the guys are going to be, but I do believe in they're going to put the best five guys on the field and see what happens from there.
Yeah, well, as you should. Yeah, Brunswick, Effingham, probably Glenn, and basically it's kind of a repeat of what you saw at that region last year. You know, Brunswick and Effingham fighting for the region. You know, Brunswick probably expected to win that region.
Yeah.
Glenn probably finishes with a 3 seed, and then, you know, it's probably one of the Augusta schools or South Effingham that gets the 4 seed.
Yep.
More than likely.
Yeah. Probably Evans.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. And I think Evans finished with a 4 seed last year. Yep. Am I right? Yeah. So, yep. I mean, you're probably looking at the same type of deal, the 2023 playoff picture. I'll be glad when these regions, this is the last year of the contract for the current regions, I'll be glad when this is over. This current alignment is just silly.
Yeah, I don't like the Augusta schools being in with this area, 912 area.
Yeah, it's just nutty. And next year you'll probably see, you know, the GHSA has already announced that 7A is going to, the 7A classification is going to go away.
Really?
Yes, and they're going to combine the upper end of 6A and 7A and then trickle all the way so down to single A.
It's just going to go back to the way it was before when they had 6A. As the top region.
6A will be the top region, the top classification. And so, you know, in my mind, and I don't know, this isn't official, this is just Jason Bishop talking out loud, when I think about how that's going to work, because the reason they're doing this is because of travel. Mm. They're trying to, for once, the GHSA is trying to accommodate some of the South Georgia schools.
Yeah, that's nice.
Because of the travel situation where, like you guys, you know, y'all were going to Augusta, Camden's going all the way over to the west side of the state to play region games, and it's just nutty. So this is their solution, and what I think, if that's what they're trying to accomplish, then what that means for the coastal Georgia area is you probably end up with a region that's got Brunswick and Glenn, the two Effinghams, Richmond Hill, and Camden.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I see. So
that makes sense to me.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll see. And it's just, and again, I'm not telling you that's what it's going to be. This is just Jason Bishop talking out loud, which, you know, I do that a lot. Talking out loud by myself, and I get a lot of weird looks when I'm out in public.
I remember there was one year, and I'm not saying this is what happened, but there was one year Brunswick went up to 6A and Glenn stayed in 5A. I wouldn't be surprised if there were splits like that too.
And that was brutal. At that time, 6A was the top classification. Yep. Brunswick played up, and they had Lowndes and Valdosta and Camden and Coffee.
Yep.
And they got murdered.
Yes, they did that year.
That was a brutal, brutal year. So, yeah, but I don't think it'll quite be like that for the Pirates or the Red Terriers or Richmond Hill or any of the schools that are over this way when they announce, if that's the region. But we'll find out eventually.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-STHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Southeast Bullet Yellow Jackets recently released their 2023 schedule, and this is what it looks like. The season officially kicks off on August the 18th against Liberty County at Liberty. Southeast Bullock will take to the road against Tattnall County, the Islands, Wayne County, and the season finale against Burke. The Yellow Jackets will have home games against Effingham, Hepzibah, New Hampstead, and Benedictine. The Jackets will play Statesboro at Paulson Stadium at Georgia Southern in the Irk Russell Classic. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call. 912-638-1965 or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Once again, Kip's not here this week. He is out on assignment out of the country, so sitting in is the voice of the Glen Academy Red Terrors, Garrison Rifen.
Hello.
All right, so spring training baseball, we're almost there.
Yeah.
Pitchers and catchers report literally in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. One of the things that I don't do often, one of the things I like to claim that I don't do often is lie to the listeners. Take that as you will. But I am a baseball guy. I love college football, don't get me wrong. I am just like you when it comes to college football. On Saturdays, when my son says, "Daddy, let's go to the park," he's six, I'm like, okay, let me take my phone and I'll watch it on the phone while I take you to the park. That's kind of right. That's who we all are. But deep down, I'm a baseball guy. Deep down, you know, where I played baseball in high school, played baseball in college, and it is my sport. And I grew up with Atlanta Braves being good, and so now they're good again. It's awesome to be able to talk about them on the radio. Here we are, spring training. Been a lot of talk in the offseason. The Braves lost Dansby Swanson. He goes to Chicago. They're talking about having Vaughn Grissom play shortstop. He played second, and he hit well enough. Don't get me wrong. Like, Vaughn Grissom hit over 300 in the short time that he was in Atlanta. But at the end of the year, he got benched, and he got benched because he went to a little bit of a lull. And even having him at second base, he was a defensive liability at second. And now they're asking us to swallow the fact they're going to move him to shortstop. Granted, you know, they have told us that he has been in over Louisiana with Ron Washington, working with Ron Washington in the offseason to try to get better defensively. And if that works, I think Vaughn Grissom's going to hit enough to be able to stay at the major league level and be your starting shortstop for now. The Braves are good enough, even without Dansby offensively, where they're really not going to miss a beat. They're still going to be in contention for the NL East. They've still got great pitching. Max Fried's still on the roster for now. Kyle Wright coming back. Strider's going to come back 100% healthy. You still got young guys that, you know, we haven't even talked about. Morton re-signed. The young guys, Elder, Kyle Muller. You know, you made the trade for the catcher that you got from Oakland. You signed him to a long-term deal. I just think this team is very good. I still think that even with all the moves the Mets made and all the moves the Phillies made in the offseason, at the end of the day, the reason they had to make those moves is because Atlanta was that much better than them. And those moves, they don't make the Mets and Phillies better. It just gets them a little closer to Atlanta.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, when I look at the Braves, and I'd be fully transparent, I am not the baseball guy. I'm much more a football
That's
guy.
That's me.
You know, I look at I watch a lot more in the playoffs than I do the regular season personally, but when you lose Freddie Freeman last year, I thought that was going to be a death knell. Personally, I was just like, oh, that's really not a good sign for the team. Then they go out and they have a great season. They get kicked out of the playoffs a little earlier than I would have wanted. But
that's where having Freddie Freeman hurt them.
Yes.
Was when they got in the playoffs and Philadelphia jumped out on them and got into a lead. That's where they missed Freddie Freeman's presence in the locker room and having that leader guy bring everybody together and say, this isn't going to happen. We're going to come together. We're going to win this series. That's where they missed him. They didn't miss him in the regular season for the most part. I'm sure they missed his numbers. But, you know, the guy they got, Matt Olson, did pretty well.
Yep.
But, yeah, to your point, in that playoff series, when they lost to Philadelphia, that's when they missed Freddie Freeman the most.
Yep. And what I was going to say is you lose another offensive weapon. It seems like the organization knows what they're doing in replacing these guys. We'll see if that leads to playoff wins. But they're going to have a pretty good regular season.
There's been when they let Dansby walk, then now the fans immediately said, okay, well, Dansby's gone. Now we got to re-sign Max Fried. I'm telling you, Braves fans, write this down. The Atlanta Braves will not re-sign Max Fried. They will not extend Max Fried. They're going to trade Max Fried, and here's why they're going to do it. They're going to do it because of all the talent that they have at the major league level in Austin Riley and Michael Harris. Contreras, who they traded away, Max Fried, Kyle Wright, all of Ronald Acuna, Ozzie Albies, all these guys that were in the minors when we had the number one minor league system for 2 or 3, 4 years, whatever it was, they're all now at the major league level, and the minor league system is not even close to being as good as it was when they had all those studs down there. The Braves need to rebuild the system, and they know that, and there's no easier way to do it than to trade away a big piece in a Max Fried to get 2 or 3 top prospects back from an organization. And, oh, by the way, even if you trade Max Fried, Kyle Wright, Strider, Bryce Elder, Tucker Davidson, Soroka comes back from injury. You're loaded with young pitching, young really good pitching, to where you could probably afford to trade your biggest chip to get other prospects back in return. And still, I mean, Kyle Wright won 20 games last year out of nowhere. Spencer Strider, you know, was arguably rookie of the year. If, you know, Michael Harris won it, but he was in the conversation for most of the year. So, I mean, you know, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about. Max Fried ain't coming back, I'm just telling you.
I'm going to take your word for it on that. That's a bold claim.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Southeast Bullet Yellow Jackets recently released their 2023 schedule, and this is what it looks like. The season officially kicks off on August the 18th against Liberty County at Liberty. Southeast Bullock will take to the road against Tattnall County, the Islands, Wayne County, and the season finale against Burke. The Yellow Jackets will have home games against Effingham, Hepzibah, New Hampstead, and Benedictine. The Jackets will play Statesboro at Paulson Stadium at Georgia Southern in the Irk Russell Classic. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.